We've had overwhelming success for this rollout. We never imagined we'd have over 70,000 people worldwide installing the app in the first weekend. So it's been a pretty exciting weekend for us. Right now, the app just sort of runs silently in the background of Android phones using little power, and when it fits the vibrational profile of an earthquake, the app sends the information to our central system. So right now we're in the research phase, collecting more and more data from all of these different parts of the world that we don't traditionally have so much data for. But our goal in the future is certainly to provide some sort of earthquake early warning in these regions that don't have traditional sensors but millions of smartphones.
And potentially, of course, even a few additional seconds can be crucial when an earthquake strikes. I mean, we were talking earlier about the huge earthquake that hit Christchurch in New Zealand 5 years ago, lasted for 25 seconds. So if you can give somebody a 10-second warning even, it could make the difference between life and death.
Exactly. This is what we totally believe in, and we hope to sort of empower people to increase their own resiliency through these methods.
Now, you say at the moment that it's a feature available on the Android system. I take it, therefore, at the moment that it's not an app that can be used by Apple, and therefore there's obviously work to be done to expand its availability?
Definitely. We initially wanted to do it on both platforms, but it's actually non-trivial to get third-party apps to run constantly in the background of an iPhone, which is very not true for Android. So we decided, since Android has very large market penetration in areas of the Pacific Ring of Fire that we're most concerned with, we decided to just focus on getting the app out there and working. And now that there's so many downloads, we can sort of revisit the iPhone issue. So we're definitely working on it. We just don't have a solid timeline for release at this point.
Now, I suppose one of the potential downsides of the app is that it might not be available to people, say, in this part of the world, in the Pacific, where many people have mobiles but not necessarily have smartphones. I mean, does it have to be on a smartphone?
So most of what we've been working on is with smartphones and doing testing. That's for several reasons. One, you have the accelerometer in the phone, which is actually the core of the MyShake program and what does all the monitoring for earthquakes. Not all non-smartphones have accelerometers in them, period. We also very much need the sort of data connections. MyShake doesn't send any large data packets except through Wi-Fi, so we're not like eating up people's data plan, but we need to get the waveforms back to the central server. So those are the two reasons we've been focusing on smartphones.
And long term, I presume you would see this as a fundamental part of the overall earthquake warning system.
Yes. Our goal is to build a worldwide seismic network that adds to, not substitutes for, the high-quality sensors that are already in place. It's not like there's sensors all over the place and we can really get a good, fine look at how earthquakes work and propagate and start and finish throughout the world, especially in parts of the Pacific that have very high earthquake impact but maybe not a lot of seismic infrastructure. So we totally see this as something where if we get enough people to sort of join this citizen science project, you could have sensors every few meters in urban environments.
How sensitive is this app, though? I'm just wondering, is there the risk, perhaps, of not exactly creating false alarm, but creating unnecessary alarm? Because, as we know, I mean, earthquakes are different size, and their impacts can vary enormously.
That is very true, and that's why we're not at the point to be issuing alerts at this point, because there's a lot of sort of decisions that have to be made around that. Right now, the smartphones that we've tested are able to observe and record earthquakes above about a magnitude 5. And the great thing about having a bunch of smartphones in one area is you don't have to rely on one to make the determination, aha, this is an earthquake and not somebody just jumping on a trampoline. You can combine the data from many different cell phones in the same area to reinforce your decision.
So at this stage, so far, so good. 70,000 users already. And I suppose they now become your guinea pigs, do they? You'll want feedback from them.
We have been getting some great feedback from our users. I was receiving about an email every 2 to 3 minutes over the weekend. And so we've been doing our best to respond to all of our users. We've had offers for people to help with translation into many different languages. We've had people making comments on how to improve the system, and we've been logging all of these sort of ideas and comments into how to better the app.